Welcome to Class War Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming on my show tonight. First of all, I'd like to start the show off with giving honor to God, and I'd like to thank him for creating Martin Luther King, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here right now. But I would like to say one thing. Everybody's out here trying to be same with family. We're going to be family. We're going to try to be better on this show. And no negativity. No, how can we say it? Respecting one another to make the show move on. And if you are there, Gunning, can you pick up, please?
Yes, I'm here, and Big Sham is on here, both. The Clocks Off Grudge Radio Street Racer host from out of Chicago, Illinois. We are here to assist. And if you'd like, Joe, I'd like to play your cue for you for the Martin Luther King, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready for it now,
sure.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
Show. Take it away. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Well, right now I'm going to start the topic off. I wanted to know how it can make us promoters be a little better on for what we do. And what do you think the promoters should be doing on their part to be better? I mean, I hear it all the time. It's been out there, you know, that we do certain things that shouldn't be done. You can say raised pots, which you and I have been accused of. If for example, I'll give you one. We started a show in Capitol Raceway, and we decided, we said, instead of taking on the backs of the races, we decided we'll take care of it. As I mean by that is we charged $100 entry, and we paid $3,000 to win, $1,000 for the runner-up, and we had 8 cars. But we came out of our pocket. But few promoters don't like that because they say that we're jacking the prices up and we're buying the races. And like I say, if it wasn't for the races, we wouldn't have a fan. And I don't think the racers should take the bulk of it. So whenever I can help a racer out, I'm going to try. So I'd like to hear from you out there and tell me what I can do better or what we should be doing better. Can you open up one of the mics for me?
Yes, sir. Let's see. We're going to go to 202-3528. Your mic is open. Please, go ahead.
Hey, Long Island. This is Larry T. from Custom Tees.
Hey,
how are you everybody doing tonight?
All right.
One of the things I think is just being true to the game. You know, a lot of promoters are saying they're all about the grudge racers, and to me it's all about the money. Here at Custom Tees, we're just trying to be honest. You know, we try to look out for the grudge racers. You know, that's the purpose, you know. I think, you know, more people look out for the racers and the fans. I think everything will be all right, you know. But that's what we're trying to do on the show tonight. It's just, you know, call out the real promoters, you know, and try to promote them the right way and, you know, keep everything going and straighten them up and up.
Now, Larry, can I ask you a question? Do you think if anything's wrong with actually helping out a racer when it is in need? Maybe a gas or a toll or even letting them in. If they're the headline of the show, do you think there's a problem with that?
Well, me, I try to bring people from out of town, you know, hear all these guys on the radio. So my thing was, hey, how can I get you guys to come to the state of Maryland or to Virginia to come watch some race here, you know? because here I just try to show people that, hey, here we do our own race and we do grudge race in the DMV. So I would take money out of my pocket to bring guys here to race, you know what I'm saying? And the fans appreciate that. If somebody different coming in town to race, you know what I'm saying now? There's a lot of times, you know, people get mad, but I try to explain to them, you know, we're trying to win the entertainment business. You know, you want to put on something, you want to put on something that people want to come see, and that's how I look at it.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me. I'm going to open up another mic, Larry, but you can stay on, right, Keck? I'm going to open another mic.
Okay.
Right now, Joe, you have a lot of calls on the line right now. Everybody's listening. If you would like to participate in Larry T's show, please press your one button now so we know that you want to talk and that there's something on your mind that you want to say. I see we have a lot of callers all throughout the United States. I see North Carolina callers. I see Chicago callers. I see Maryland callers. I see D.C. callers. I see South Carolina callers, New York callers. Man, there's so many people, Virginia callers. Please hit your one button so we know that you have something that you want to say. That lets us know that you're on and something on your mind. I tell you what, if I can add to what you guys were saying so far as the topic of the call, I think it's a promoter's number one job, first and foremost, to take care of the racers. And if the racers are taken care of, then the fans get taken care of. I've been involved in a few races where I go out and I work hard to recruit different racers and to recruit new things for a fan base that I'm searching for. And then I see a lot of people, promoters, they'll call and they'll try to go behind the back and actually pay somebody to take away from my race to come and race over here. Instead of doing that race there, I give you X amount of dollars to come and redo this race here. I have experienced that. But, you know, once again, at the end of the day, I think there needs to be some type of ethics in this grudge race and stuff. And Larry, if you would, can you tell the people listening how long you've been promoting and throwing races, so people understand that this is something that you just woke up.
I started my first race back in 2002, you know, and I did a lot of class racing. And the reason I got really into the grudge race is something that I seen that anybody can grudge race, and that got the people all excited when you got a grudge race when you can run your street car or your race car and win some money instead of running a class race and run your car like 5 or 6 rounds and hope you get some money, but in the grudge race, you can make one hit, and you can make some money, or you can lose some money. And I think that's the draw for me, you know, that adrenaline, you know, hey, let's I might try to win some money tonight. So I turn around and convert my class. I do both class race and the grudge race into one event, you know. I think what I try to do is, you know, I provide a good, safe service for everybody, you know, a good track. And I think a lot of people have been to my race. You know, we have a good race, a fair race, you know what I'm saying? We cut the clocks off. Nobody knows anybody's time. And the grudge race is our priority, you know what I'm saying? We'll stop everything and bring the grudge race around, you know. And we feed people, you know. A couple times when people wreck their cars, I give them gas, you know, money for fixing their cars, help them out. A lot of people don't do that, you know. And that's just the kind of person I am as far as custom tees. And just try to promote things, you know. It's not about me. It's about everybody, especially the fans and the racers, you know.
Okay. Now, if anybody else has anything to comment on that, they can come up, press the one button. If not, I'm going to open up the mics to everybody else, and I'm going to also tell you about a few upcoming races. You have anybody on there gunning that you have that want to speak? Press the one button.
Yep.
Okay, I got 770-6167.
Hey, what's up, that Joe? All right, what's up, that Joe Larry King, everybody? I agree with Freeman's goals that.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Go ahead.
Your mic's off. Open.
Hello?
Your mic's off.
Can you hear it?
Yes. Who am I talking to?
Walter. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I'm saying I'll go along with Larry T. Because my name is Walter Mann. When I have my shows out of banks, I try to take care of the people that also in gas. So I don't see nothing wrong with that. Because by me being in drag racing there since back in the 70s, you might say, oh, I'm one of the old racers. So I know what it takes to get to these shows and everything. You know, gas not cheap, motor's not cheap. So I understand exactly what you were saying.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, I'm going to open up the next mic. I'm going to open up 919-0362.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's in the cut.
Hey, how you doing, in the cut? How's everything?
Man, it's going. I'm in here.
You got anything to comment on that?
Yeah. All we got to do, man, is try to show some courtesy for each other. I mean, because we all in the same game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I never considered myself a promoter. I was just a person who was doing some videos who wanted to get everybody in the same place so I can videotape it. You know what I'm saying? So I did everything I could to make to keep the fans happy and make sure the racers had somebody that they wanted to race and get them all together and do it. It's just like nowadays, there's so much grief. It's hard to get done. So, of course, I'm going to stay in it. I'm going to keep on doing what I do. I'm going to try to help every race I can, every fan I can. And when they come to my shows, they're going to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? And see the races they want to see. I mean, to me, anybody can go to a race. It doesn't have to be a big name all the time. It has to be those people who want to get in there and put their money up to race somebody they have a chance on winning against. So I look for everybody that wants to race and try to get all of those together and just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moving in a positive direction. That's all we need to do. That's how I feel.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm opening up another mic. 919-6058. Your mic is open. 919-6058.
All right.
Okay, 336-5143. 336-5143.
Shut that dog in there.
Okay. Thank you.
If you push the one button, say something. Go ahead and say something. If you push the one button.
410-0961. There's like a lot of people shy here. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to move on. 803-0610. Oh. Yeah, well, I guess. Okay. Hello. Yeah, now, I'm on the call. Can you please verify a couple things about your race that's coming up on March 22nd?
In the cut. You on?
Yes, sir. I'm here. What's up?
All right. Can you please tell us about your race coming up this March?
Okay. Well, I got it's the 6th annual Grudge Wars, people, a.k.a. North versus South. And the title of this one is called The Grudge World is Ours. The reason why I say that, man, is because for a long time, nobody paid attention to grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to have nothing to do with it. I used to go to all these class races and stuff like that, you know, which I still do. And like, hey, man, you know, y'all boys have some fast cars, man. You can get into the grudge game and have a good time. Nah, we don't want to deal with it. You know what I mean? But now all of a sudden, that's all everybody wants to do. And back then, nobody but me would be the only one who was trying to bring it to everybody. So that's why I call it the Grudge World is Ours. That means everybody that wants to get involved in grudge racing, that loves grudge racing, that's real about grudge racing, this is it for you. I'm doing
But do you want to tell something about your classes that you're gonna do?
Yeah, I'm doing the Outlaw 28s, 29s, $4,000 to win. It's free entry. I'm doing a all motor shootout. Everybody's got a small block on motor, you know, on 28s. No chassis car, no wheelie bar. You can get in that too. It's paying $2,000. And also, I got my quarter mile street killer shootout. All my rules are going to be up on either GrudgeRacer.com, Facebook, Clocks Off, all those particular places that let people know you know, what the rules are for each class. And we're doing it Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday, I'm having the stock block shootout, with also with the for the street car guys with a 5-speed shootout. And both of those small stock block is 8 mile, and the street and the 5-speed is 1/4 mile. I'm just trying to, you know, just cover all the bases, man, because there's so many people who will get involved in this thing. You got to have something for them to do. You got to have something to spark their interest. And anybody that wants to lock in grudge race, man, hey, you call in here or just call me. Just say, look, in the cut, we got a car like this. We need to find somebody who wants to race and be real about it. Call me. I'll get you on the phone with somebody, because there's a lot of people out there, no matter what nobody says, that are just want to race and have a good time. So, and they trust somebody who's going to be honest and real with them, especially when they need a DP, man, and that's what I try to do. So, you know, so just give me a call, 919-357-0063. Just hit me up, man, you know, for that particular date, which are March 22nd and 23rd. You want somebody to race, tell me what you got, and we'll get you on the phone with somebody. And don't forget, okay. Long Island Joe got a small block Vega on 10-inch tire on motor he want to run somebody with, even though he ain't said it yet. And it's on motor. So you well, call and get first, him too.
I know I just lost some money on New England, so I got to try to get something back. I lost the street
yeah.
team, but it's all right.
Yeah,
I know I'm going to make my money back, because I know
right.
we didn't say anything, but we already got a couple of races locked in. Baltimore, Street Kid Jr.
Exactly.
That should be a good one.
All right. So.
Hey,
so
Joe.
Yes.
This is Big Sham.
Hey, what's going on, Sham? How's everything?
Everything's good, brother. How about yourself?
Not bad.
In the cut, what track is that going to be held at?
It's going to be at Fayetteville Motorsports Park. That's where I have it at, right off of 95. It's at 46A. It ain't even a mile off the daggone interstate. So it's right in the middle. You can get right to exit 46A in North Carolina. Just hit 87 south and go to and make the first right, and boom, they go to track right down on the left.
Okay, well I'm from Chicago. I was just
right.
trying to get that information.
What kind of car
so
you
I
got?
Can
mm-hmm.
I can let them guys know.
What kind of car you got? What kind of cars do y'all have? What kind of cars y'all coming with? I'll put that way.
Well, I'm not. It's several cars here, but I mean, I deal with. I deal with everybody, but
right.
I like
mm-hmm.
the street cars and streetable cars is what I call them.
Right, right.
So,
that's my street killer class. That's what that's for.
Yeah.
For guys like you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
okay,
if,
I'm
going to
open
I,
up. A,
Go ahead, Joe.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Sam. I'll give you go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to get that date and you know, let
mm-hmm.
your callers know about you know, my race that you came to last year. You know, we had a good time
right.
last year.
I'm gonna tell you this is what we've been doing and on my behalf and I know Larry T also we've been talking about it and basically, on a couple of our races, what we're going to do is turn around, and we're going to bring a few race cars with us. We're going to actually ride around. I know Larry called him. I think he's the Maryland Assassin. And
mm-hmm.
I do have a team of mine, and we will be traveling. And as a promoter, I will be helping out with certain people. And I will have, if they can make it, I'm going to try to make it. On June 7th, we will be back at 41. And if anybody knows about what happened out there, it was the greatest thing. I tell you, we had fun. Sham was great. The hospitality was excellent. You can't ask nothing
yeah,
better than
they,
that.
They looking
we'll,
for you,
we'll,
too,
we'll
Joe. Hey, oh, hey, Joe, they looking for you.
Yeah, I heard already. You
got a lot of people looking for you. You and Phil, y'all gonna have a lot to you know to deal with when y'all get back down here.
Oh yeah. And I'm actually bringing a couple. I'm going to bring a couple cars with me this time, and I'm going to say this is going to be. It should be pretty good. And
hey,
so
everybody's
been talking. Oh yeah. Now we got something on April 26th at Piedmont Dragway, and with Rico and them, and that's going to be me and Larry T. Be the first one out because we're going to do that first one. That's going to be there. If we change the – we won't be doing it at Capitol, so we'll be doing it over in April. And then on May 25th, we'll be at Bud Creek with the Door Slammers. And I know Brown the Town and the whole crew from Chicago will be coming out there. And we're going to give them a little hospitality so they can go back home and get ready for the 7th.
Yeah, so they surely talking about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting calls left and right on this, and it's been perfect. It's been good. I mean, we're all getting ready to go to Fayetteville. There's no doubt about it, because I know the first whooping should be Street King. You know, he should have his head cut off first. After that, in Fayetteville, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to Piedmont. But I'm going to open up another mic. I just seen if somebody just want to decide to show up. 410-0961.
Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's the deal with that streetcar race down in Fayetteville?
All right, well, this is the deal.
Who are we talking to?
You're talking to me. I know he's in the cut. I'm still on the phone.
Who's speaking? Caller.
This is Donald with the Nova with the baby seat in the back.
Okay, this is my man here. This is the guy I said right now, and I'm going to tell everybody right now on the radio. If I had to vote for Racer of the Year in towards Maryland, Virginia, in New Jersey area, I would have to say Donald. Because there's a guy that didn't care about who he raced, didn't know what it was that he was raced, and he went out there and he tried. And I didn't care what your name was, he went out there. So I don't care if he lost or won. It didn't matter to me. He showed me heart. I would have had to give him my vote. I just want to thank you, Donald, for giving me a race, too. And you can have your
ain't
head,
no problem,
Donald.
Man. Like I said, I want to try it. You know, I mean, that's like with me and you race. I wanted to try it. You know what I mean? That's why I came up to you. I want to race you. What's the worst going to happen?
Yeah.
I'm going to lose?
There ain't too many people like that, Donald, that will go out there like that. A lot of people like to go for a GW. We call it guaranteed win.
Guaranteed
and I got to say, you went out there, you ran Bud Light Coop, you ran me. I mean, I can't count how many people I've met. You ran nitrous cars. You ran, you know what I mean, you did your thing. And I got to say, and I was talking about that the other night. I said, that's one car I want to bring over to Indiana. And you showed me a lot. I like to bring it out there. I like to help you out.
I'm going to
work
come
out
in, man.
Okay.
But that's why I'm trying to find out about this streetcar thing, too, because I'm going to try to make that one, you know, also. But I want to see what that's all about. I mean, if I can fit in that class.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Is there anything out yet on that, or?
Yeah.
You want to answer that?
I can answer. Look, check this out. The simple rules for the street killer class is you got to go the quarter mile, right? It's a quarter mile race. You can't have a tire no bigger than a 28. I don't care if it's a 325 50 drag rater or 275 or 28 by 10.5. It doesn't matter to me. No Lexan windows, no fiberglass doors. You got to have at least two factory style seats in the car. You know, like a combo seat, Recaro seat, or something like that. As long as you got at least two of them. You know what
I'm
saying?
Man, I got a baby seat. I'm good. I got a baby seat.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to count that if you got a baby seat in the car.
You
got
to count that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to count that, but you're going to have another factory seat in there.
That's
fine. And that one's sitting in the front. You know
what
I'm saying? But most of the cars that we have are pretty much all glass. You know what I'm saying? No fiberglass. And they run the quarter mile, and there's been some steep competition in it.
How many nitrous system?
I don't care. As long as if you're a small block, you can do whatever you got to do. If you're a big block, it has to be a stock block, factory stock block, big block with one power app. That's it.
But with the small block, it can be whatever block you want, right?
Yeah, right. As long as you fit the other rules, no chassis car, no wheelie bar, no Lexan windows, no fiberglass doors, and at least two factory style seats in the car.
Okay. All right,
you
I appreciate that.
You win. No problem. Okay, it's cool.
All right,
now,
thank you.
I know. Okay, thank you, Donald. And now I can tell you at Fayetteville, we're going to have some good racing there. And at Piedmont, I know for a fact we've been talking about this here. We've been trying to get it back together. We said that we're going to do the conventional head shootout. You know, there's times where you always have the big guy shining, and I'm kind of like leaning towards the little guys sometimes because they can't fall into the class. well, this time I'm going to have a conventional head shootout. It doesn't matter how much nitrous you run. If you are a chassis car, you're not allowed to run nitrous, but you can run in that class. Back air cars, nitrous. And I'm going to do it the same way I did in Maryland. I'm going to go $100 in, $3,000 to win, $1,000 runner-up. I also have Wolfpack had offered me $200 for anybody who's got the best light in elimination. So that's also going to be in the pot. I also have a few other things, but I'm waiting for to confirm it. But that's going to be called, that's going to be Little Dogs. That ain't no Big Dogs. It's called Little Dogs. And there's going to be plenty of people that's going to be getting in it. I also know a couple other grudge runs that's going on that day. So I'm going to definitely have it really going on good. I'm going to open up another mic. 516-5625.
Long Island Joe, what's happening, baby? Big Willie McKinnon, Nick and Willie.
What's
I've been
up?
Calling better than I've
Nick
been calling
Willie. Oh, oh. No,
what's
Nick and Willie. I wouldn't even say that name out loud.
Yeah, baby. I love it. It tickles me to death. You feeling all right? You know what I told you to do last year if you didn't feel good, right? You remember?
Yeah, you told me that he taught me a little less, told me a little lesson how to live a little longer.
Okay, all right. Good evening. Hey, Endicott,
yes,
just
sir.
Like on the street thing, now mufflers, do they have to have mufflers?
I'm not really worried about mufflers as long as, you know, I don't really worry about mufflers. All I want you to do, if you're small, the main thing, as long as you fit the no leg stand, no fiberglass doors, and the factory-style seats, and the tires are no bigger than 28s. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
okay.
I'm trying to keep it simple because there's a lot of streetcar guys who fit those rules who ain't been so fast, but then they're afraid
right.
of the killer. You know what I'm saying? But so far, the turnout has been good. The last race had 14 cars. I mean, and there were some guys that came who had everybody scared to death. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if they're going to come back and scare somebody else again, but they may somebody might scare them the next time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
so,
I mean, this is just my opinion, but I mean, if you're going to have a streetcar race, I think that muffler should be mandatory. You don't drive around the street with a header.
Well, I know you don't, but at the same time, most people that are coming in that class, they don't. Most of those cars that are set up like that, most of them have headers and mufflers anyway. So it's really not an issue. I haven't seen an uncapped car try to get in it. That's got Lexan and fiberglass. That's got all steel and all glass. I ain't seen nobody come out there uncapped like that yet. And to me, it's really not an issue. I'm not trying to make it a all out. You have to drive it on the street class. I just want you to fit these similar rules so I can so more cars can be invited into it. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm keeping it a little bit open so you can get in it. Trying to, you know, that way I don't have to put nobody on the scales and all that stuff right there because they're going to be virtually the same.
But now, if they have the aftermarket seats in the front, what do you consider that?
Huh?
If they got aftermarket seats in the front and they got the back seat in the back, would they be able to run that class?
Say they got Kirky seats or something like that, right? As long as those seats are fully clothed and padded, you know what I'm saying? They ain't sitting there with no bone aluminum seat, and they got a full back seat. Okay, that's fine. I will accept that. You know what I'm saying? And if they got a car, like a car that comes with two backs, you know how some cars have split back seats? Some of those older cars or even some of the newer ones have split back seats. I'm going to count that as two seats. You know what I'm saying? But as long as they got their other stuff in there like they're supposed to, you know what I mean? That's fine with me.
Okay.
I don't want nobody sitting in there with all of them seat completely gutted out car. We don't
right.
need that. You know what I'm saying? Not in the street killer. You know what I'm saying?
Now, are trucks allowed?
Huh? Yeah, trucks are allowed. As long as you
okay.
got factory style seats in there, you know, or the padded curtain
right.
seats. We had a truck in the last one, and it was a 5-speed truck, and it was pretty fast on nitrous. Small block on nitrous, and she was quick. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I got somebody that's got a red Vega. Was signed under to say Long Island Joe Beater, okay? So somebody
okay.
want to kick this fence. I hope you got that wagon down there. All
right? I'm pretty sure he's going to have it down there.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about down there ready to run. I'm not talking about just put on a trailer and throw it down there just to have it there. Fuck that. I want it to run.
Okay, Joe, that's your cue.
Well, you know I'm there all the time, and I'm going to try something. I ain't going to leave unless I try somebody.
All right. Well, somebody got a red bigger. I want you.
Okay. All right.
Let
you
know.
Go to the next call. I hope it's him right now. He might be on. He could talk a little bit more on this call. 919.
Later. Be good.
Okay, all you right. Do. 919-3215. Your mic is open.
All the money. But damn, I can't give you all the money. And I didn't have all of the money then. You
919-3215. Your mic is open.
Yeah. And I mean...
Hello, your mic is open.
Somebody over there fussing already.
Hello, 919-3215. Don't mute your mic.
Okay,
mute that mic.
Man, you had to mute him for right now and come back.
Yeah, I muted him. Okay, I got 443-4121. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Cut? This is G-Money, man.
What's
hey,
up,
what's
G?
What's up, G-Money? How's everything?
Everything's lovely, man. What's going on with y'all, man?
Oh, not much. Trying to get all these guys ready to go on down and take a little ride. See what
yeah.
We can do. See who's running this year, who's not running this year, who the fake races are.
I'm trying to get some of that too. You know what I'm saying?
All
right,
I hear
you. I know you right.
Hey, Cut told me that he's going to line me up with a couple of fellas, man. You just make sure that they know I'm G-Money because I want plenty. And I'm coming to your town. I'm wearing that ass out.
I know you are,
right.
Boy. I know you are. They're already
you
talking about
that.
You, G. You know that. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Scared. G-Money is not scared. So, you know, make sure they come correct when I do arrive.
when they see that peach green Nova drive up in there, boy, there's going to be something going on. I know.
That's what we want.
Okay.
I want to make the trip all the way down there just to look around, you know what I'm saying, and watch everybody else. Because, you know me, I ain't down for all that shit now stuff. Let's get there.
Exactly. For y'all that don't know G-Money, he got. Tell them what you got, G-Money. Tell them you got a street car, don't you?
Yeah, 67, 72, you know, 3,200 pounds, all steel, all glass, only thing fiberglass is the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll race.
Mm-hmm. And now you'll be in Fayetteville that day, right?
That's right, the Lord's will.
All right.
I'm changing my hood, you know, I'm changing my hood, and the dude just told me it'd be like 3 weeks, so that's the only thing I'm waiting for is another hood.
Okay.
Otherwise, the car is ready.
There it is, then. We know that.
Well, you
that's
can,
what
you can tell
me.
And you can call it Team North. That's what you can call it. Tell them, G-Money, because you're really from out here, Long Island. Tell them.
That's right.
Oh, bro.
Long Island,
right.
Baby.
No, Strong Island, right? Strong Island.
You got it.
We do come strong.
Okay, I'm going to open up another mic. You can stay open, though, G-Money, okay?
All right,
804-1541. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island Joe? This is Kenny B of the Horseman.
Hey, what's going on now, Kenny? How's everything?
I just got done doing a little work, trying to get ready for racing season, trying to get ready.
I heard you got a Mustang out there now, Kenny.
Got a little small block on 28th. That's what the when is Cut's race again? March what? When is it?
22nd, 23rd.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll be there.
Kenny, they've been talking about you down there. They got some Mustang that they've been talking about. They trying to run you one hit to one hit. I don't know if you one hit. I didn't know. I didn't want to say nothing. So
I got
I'll
two
let
hits,
you answer.
But I can run on one. Said, if I look at the car to get a race, you know I'm up for anything. We'll just go do some playing.
All right, mm-hmm.
It's Larry T, man. You will race, buddy. You know, first will race. You go anywhere and race.
Yeah. And, I got something else done. I know one of the horsemen. I remember before I said, you know, I'm gonna let you know what happened. You remember Kenny? I told you. I said, what happened to a horse when they break the leg, right? Well, they've been telling me they've been trying to see if they would do it again, and I keep hearing it, And I know my man, he's been asking me, and he told me before, he said, listen, I know the man won a race over. He asked me, could he do it? So when he get on, whenever Lewis get on, I get the guy on for him, and they can talk it out whenever they want to do it. And because even some of you, he said he don't think he might have sprained his leg. He didn't break it, so I guess he's still walking. He all right. So I think Lewis wanted to come back and take him over. I know Lewis has also got a race coming up in April also, right?
Yeah, we got a race. We both got a race. We're going to be at Larry T's race in April. Matter of fact, I got Larry on the phone because I don't know. I was going to bring it. I got the Mustang locked in with a guy named Mark Lewis. Me and him both locked in. The boy got two cars. He's got a small block Mustang on 28 and that black Nova, 69 Nova. They're called the Black Assassin. That same guy that owns that.
Yep.
Two cars. Lewis is running him. Uh-huh. And I'm running the other car with the Mustang.
Yeah, glad you guys coming, man. We have a good time down in Piedmont.
You talking about that Primer Black Nova?
Nah,
I don't know. It's on Facebook. I don't know the guy. He's from Maryland. I thought Lewis knows him real well.
Uh-huh.
They talk trash back and forth all the time. They call him the Black Assassin. It's a Nova. It might be Prime. It's black. I don't know if it's like painted black or just Primer Black.
Okay.
It's painted black. Just ask.
If you go on the T's, I think he's on the Facebook channel. It's Facebook. He shows the car on the Facebook, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he shows the car. It's Mark somebody.
Mark Jones.
Who?
Hey, his name is Mark Jones.
Mark Jones.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. We're locked in both his cars for that day.
Okay. Right.
And kids, let all the guys down in North Carolina, we come to Piedmont, we're running North Carolina cars too now. So y'all bring a bunch of cars down there. So there's a lot of cars coming from Maryland, Virginia down that way to run cars in North Carolina. They ain't just about running
each other. Yeah, well, let me know. I know what you said something about in Florida. Larry, when we was in Florida, running in Florida this year, that about taking the Camaro to Piedmont. But if everything's straight, I'm going to try to keep the – I got a few things I want to do. I got to do some maintenance on the Camaro and get it ready. I was going to try to bring it out maybe around May or so, something like that. And but if we get a good enough race, you know, I'll bring it. But I'm probably just gonna bring the Mustang to that race.
But just tell them what you bring, Kim. Tell them about the Camaro that everybody's scared about. They don't want to talk about it down south. Tell who you gonna beat with that black Camaro down there. From the Big Sexy to the guys down Florida. You know, you couldn't find another race. Nobody else wanna come to the gun. And that's a back ass
problem. We've had some good luck to the end of the year. End of the year was good for the horse. And we was I think the first to the end of the year, we was four races in a row, all wins. So we did pretty good.
And you never hear them about that problem. They beat a lot of luck down south. Yeah, it got lucky, but you'll never hear them talk about it. It's always kept quiet.
I do want to say, hey, Kenny B, man, it's good to see you at the tracks. I done seen you all up in Maryland. I done seen you all the way down in Florida. I done seen you at Mike Hill's race, bro. I mean, you're really getting out doing your thing. Hats off. Please send me your shirt. Let me know how much it is. I'm a Kenny B fan, and let's get it in. Don't forget to let me know.
No problem.
I'll
give you a shirt. If you get, all you got to do is come to the track, whatever tracks we had, you make sure I got the shirts and the matter of fact, we'll probably get Larry T to make some more shirts. That's our shirt guy.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. And we'll make some more shirts. And I got the shirts in the trailer. All you got to do is come see me, got it, and you got a shirt for you, buddy.
Hey, check it out. Hey, Larry T, when you start making shirts, man, you know, I know you do a tremendous amount of Grudge Racing t-shirts, man. Listen, man, I need some different colors, man. I need some red shirts with some blue or some gray on. I got a lot of sneakers I'm trying to match with, man. I want to look good.
Problem, guys. I can do any kind of shirt out there. I've done a lot of people's shirts, and Kenny will tell you that. I'm probably the cheapest man in town and give you a good quality shirt, you know. So anybody looking for t-shirt stuff, just let me know. It's called Cut.
Yeah, they damn sure don't shrink up. I can tell you that they're good shirts.
Yeah, yep. I appreciate you giving me some business, man. You know, you guys are good guys out there, man. I do coming down south. You know, all the people down south, we have a good time. So I'm looking forward to coming to Fayetteville and going to Piedmont this year. You know, just trying to get some stuff stirred up so we can get everybody come together and come race, you know. That's the main thing.
Can I ask you a question,
While I'm on the phone real quick, is I'd like to give you, a shout-out to all the promoters and stuff. We're trying to do a little promoting this year. We're going to have a couple shows in Coney Beach and one at Virginia Motorsports Park, the Horseman is, but a shout-out to Larry T, Walter Mann.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to all them guys' events. All of them is here of us. And And we've had, just been a good time. Them boys really do a good job on the promote stuff. All them boys.
And I'd like to thank the Strawberry Boys for that gas money to help me get back home. 2013. Thank you. Thank you, Strawberry Boys. It's all out there. Thank you.
Actually gave us a good little hit on the way home.
I rolled back with a lot of the guys from Chicago. But, Joe, real quick, if you don't mind me asking, Larry T, how can I get in touch with you to get up my order of T-shirts?
I have a website, which is called CustomTS.com, okay? Or you can give me a 202-213-3528. Okay.
Now, and let me ask you another question, Larry. How can I get in touch with you if we want to fuck up Short Dog?
You ain't got to get in touch with him. We got this. He's already on lockdown.
Yes,
right
now. Right, yeah,
he's building a car that sits just like my car. He's building not his.
Yeah, y'all make Short Dog sell that big tie car. He's building a small tie car. Gunny Pick.
My car.
Kenny Beachman is sit just the way y'all is. Y'all talking about back half, back half. Now y'all ain't got to worry about it. Now,
hey, Joe, how the hell do you know
back.
How we sit all of a sudden? Joe, how do you know how we sit all of a sudden? You've been in our garage.
Y'all better stop being a gangster.
Facebook the other day. They got a little heated comment. We're supposed to run when Short Dog gets his car together. It's probably be in the middle of the year. It's going to be 10 over. It's going to be 10,000 over. That's what the boys said. Now, whether or not it happens or not now, but that's what the boys in his camp said. They started off at 5,000, then it went to 10,000. We found the bottom race, I guess. And they said, and all the boys said, well, 10's fine. So they want to all put the money together. So it's going to be like a 10,000. If Short Dog gets covered, it'll be a head up, run what you brung, 8 mile. Flip for lanes, Cloak Tree, 10K or better.
Larry T, you better crank them presses up, man. You better crank them
now
presses up.
Now tell me,
exactly. Kenny already got like 3 years ago. We ran when Kenny first got the Camaro, changed a different color, and he ran Short Dog during that time at Buzz Creek. So he's a good guy, and he don't mind racing nobody. I give him credit for that.
So I tell you what, Long Island Joe, you have Extreme Motorsports, Bad Storm, and Pizza Gangster on the line.
Yes, I do. I'm getting ready to hit him on right now. 610-2422. Stefano, you're on.
What's happening, Joe? Just wish you best of luck with this adventure right now. How's everybody doing?
Good. Can't complain. I had your buddy over here on the line just a while ago here.
Yes, sir. Is that Kenny Beachum on the other end?
Yes, sir. He's on the other end on you.
Kenny, Stefano, the Pizza Gangster. You there?
Kenny, you still there?
Uh-oh, he ain't ducking me already, is he?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh.
Kenny, are you out there? Oh, man, he's at the jump. Well, he jumped off. We'll get him back in a few minutes. We'll get him back.
That's what he said he got on his mind. Go ahead and tell. I know Kenny's going to be able to hear it.
Hey, Joe, he can't get away. Let me call him back into the show. He can't get away. Let me get him back on.
There you go. That's right.
Joe, carry on with your show.
So what's happening, Joe?
Not much. How's everything now?
Good. Maybe trying to put something together, a little race. Like I said, for your Piedmont race. You know what I mean? We get together with Mr. Lou again. But like I said, last time I spoke to him, he's talking about he wants to wait till June. Like I said, we don't have to wait that long. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, man, I got so many people coming off of it right now, and I'm telling you, everybody's talking about that May 25th. I got a lot of guys that want to come from Chicago, Missouri. They all said they're coming, and I'm thinking we got a little race that's going to be coming out here just to run you. That's one of Gunning's boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I will keep you posted on that.
There you go. Now, I got a question on the other hand. Now, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have. With these conventional head shootouts, now, I want to be a part of it, and probably we're going to do it. But my whole thing, and this is my thinking now, is you get into one of these conventional head shootouts, people get a look at the car, that kind of hurts your grudge game. Would you agree with that or not agree? You know what I mean? Like I said, we come out there, we start gapping people, and you know how we sit or whatever, how does that affect your grudge game, though? You know what I mean? Because, again, people are going to get an idea how fast the car is. Does that make sense to you? Because, like I said, I would love to go to every conventional hit shootout. But my problem is, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, you know, as slow as the car is or as fast as the car is. Do you agree? And you know, what's my dilemma?
Well, it's up to you. I'll tell you the God honest truth, because I know a lot of guys that are going to run inside that conventional hit shootout are going to bet on rounds, too. They're not just going to run just for the money. They also want to bet each round. And so it's up to you how you feel. If you feel like you're going to let the cat out of the bag, then I would stay out of it. But if you think you want to go ahead and run, and there's no time displayed, nobody knows anything. I promise
right.
that the cops
but now, but would
the
you,
only...
But would you agree with me, though? Is like I said, you get into
feel,
one of those conventional shootouts.
I'll honestly tell you the truth, and I'm going to tell you the honest truth. If a guy turns around and knows what his car goes, he's kind of like kind of knows something on you, too. So you got to really, you know what I mean? It can go.
Right.
It can hurt you in a way.
Right.
And that can definitely hurt you. There's
right.
No
you know,
because
like
it.
I said, I would love to jump at every opportunity. But then again, I'm thinking to myself, all the money that just not just me, but everybody outside is invested in these cars, especially in the grudge game. You know, you try to like anything. You know, it's a game, and you know you don't want to show your hand. And on the other hand, you want to make a statement. You know, so like I said, it's a big dilemma for me.
Okay. No, but I'm really not too sure, but I'm going to be locking in some races for you because I know everybody's been calling. So
you know,
we
go out there and race. We don't come to sit around. And like
that's
I said,
it.
There's no problem with that. As long as it's a fair race, people sit like us, or we make the race right, we're going out there.
Okay. I'm going to open up a few more mics. I got like about 15, 20 mics over here open. But you stay right on, Stefano, and as soon as we get them on, you get them talk to them.
You got it.
Okay,
all right,
thank you. All right, I'm going
to
open up 336-6800. You're on, Bad Storm.
It's Bad Storm. What's happening?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything is.
Yeah, who called me breaking off?
You tell them boys up there, they come down here on 28th, one stage, they got all the action they want.
Uh-oh. Anybody come down here on 28th, they got all the action they want?
I just heard one of them say
he got a Mustang. Oh, yeah. Kenny Beefman did.
Yeah, they come
yes,
down
sir.
On 28, small block, one stage. They can get all the action they want.
They get all the action they want.
Hold on one second.
If Fayetteville, Piedmont, and wherever they want to do it. If they want to do something before then, we'll be in Dollar February 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
If anybody looking for the storm.
Now, Storm, I'm going to promise you there's going to be a couple of people going to answer to you real quick, so you just hold on, okay?
Well, hey,
you hold right on, and I'll definitely get you that run.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to be the quiet Storm. I want you to make sure you stay the bad one. Just remember that. All right. So I'm going to open up a couple more mics. Matter of fact, you know, there was that on the tire size, Bad Storm.
What's up right now?
Yeah,
we're 228.
They
got to
be on
28. We're 228. We ain't no W, nothing. We're 228. Small
right,
block,
no
one
problem.
Stage.
You got
hey,
it. No problem.
Hey, Bad Storm. I'm going to tell you, the Pink Warrior, that crew there, they got a small block on nitrous now, on 28. You remember you got them last year at Grudge War.
Yeah.
Y'all ran, you know, if they can get on the phone, maybe y'all can work something out.
Yeah, you know, we can do something. I mean, but you know that race is a little ways away though. We got a couple
yeah,
races. We already locked in for that race, so you know if everything goes right, we're gonna be there. But who knows?
Yeah,
anything
right.
can happen. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get,
I mean,
I
ain't
get,
nobody gonna you
I'll
know
get,
not no not this far away.
Oh,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah,
I'm not mad.
2 weeks before, 2 weeks ahead of time, I'll make sure I get hold of you. All right? That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. But you know, if somebody want to do something like Big Wheel or anybody like that, I didn't know if they was on here. If they want to do something, we'll be in Darlington February 1st. That's what 2 weeks. We can lock that in.
Okay.
It is.
All right. Well, if you come on, you just stay right here, and I'll make sure I get y'all.
But yeah, you make sure them boys come down here though, because we will get them all the action they want.
I promise you, when you walk in Piedmont, we already got two buses coming. We got two buses coming in Piedmont, and we should have two buses in Fayetteville. You just make sure you get
ready. Yeah, Piedmont, we're going to lock that down. That's our track anyway. We hold that down anyway.
Are you sure now?
Yeah, we might have a couple. We might have a couple home. We might have a couple people from the home front. We're gonna have to snatch their mouth off up there that day anyway. So we probably get two or three people that day. It'll probably be a murder up there that day.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna open up a couple more mics. I got a couple more people on here. 301-6209. Black Assassin.
Hey, wow. Hey, what's going on, fellas? This is Black Assassin.
How's everything?
Everything is good. I just want to say, you know, good show going on tonight. I had a question for in the truck.
Yes, sir.
In that street thing, you got to have a back seat?
Yeah, as long as you got two front seats, you don't have to have a back seat. As long as you got two front seats, like I explained for the rules, per the rules, you don't have to have a back seat. You just have to have two factory-style seats in the car. It could be one front and a back. It could be two back seats, or it could be two front seats. I don't really care.
Oh, okay.
As long as you have
them
in there.
I want to trail my man G Money down and come on down and have some fun with the guys on the 22nd?
Yeah, 22nd and 23rd. No, look, G Money. I talked to G Money a little bit earlier, right? He already knows somebody trying to get him. He already know that.
I'm not here.
He knows somebody trying to get him. That's why he's changing that hood.
I'm going to
come out of the snorkel.
I just also want to say something, too, to the Priesthood Gangster. He talk about gapping them conventional heads. I'm going to go ahead and lock him in for the 25th then.
What?
With the Black Assassin. Peace of Man with the Black Assassin.
Peace Man?
I think that'll be something nice on some conventional head against conventional head. He said he worried about showing his hand.
So you say you want to play the hand instead of him showing. You ready to play the hand.
Exactly.
All right, Joe, you better get the piece of gangster on the back. You better get him back.
Huh? He want to play with him, huh?
All right, we're going to get him up. I see Kenny Beecham done got off of there. I wanted to holler at him, too, on the small tie thing.
I'm going to make sure we're going to try to get back on to him, Mark, but I'm going to have to open up a couple more mics over here because we've been waiting a while. Open up the Sluts number. The Sluts, you on out here? Come on, get one out of here. How you doing, Dwayne?
What's up, Joe? What's happening, man?
Oh, not much. How you been?
I'm all right, brother. I've been waiting for a long time.
I know.
I almost hung up.
I said I got to open up my man's number right now. Tell me what you got going on.
Ain't nothing, man. Just sitting back listening, buddy. Everybody getting excited. I'm looking for action myself, you know.
You going to be in Fayetteville, too?
Oh, yeah.
You be looking for action, your all motor car?
On 28.
All right.
On 28?
Yeah, I just put 28s on it.
You did? I guarantee. I thought you had top ticket tied in there.
Yeah, I had a 29 on it, but I got all that stuff off that, man. It looked like 1 inch was scaring everybody, so, you know.
Right. Well, 1 inch do scare a whole lot of folks.
I know.
All right.
That 1 inch don't mean nothing. You know that. I'm going to do the same thing on 28s I did on 29.
Oh, Lord. Well, they might not be scared of them 28 and 29. They might be scared of that hog you got up on the roof.
Oh, yeah. That's old cut. That old backyard motor. That's one of my old backyard-built motors I built.
Man, you know how it is.
Yeah.
I hate to see what's in the front yard.
They build bombs in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
They build bombs in the backyard, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna open up another number right now. I'm gonna open up Short Dog. You on there?
Yeah, I'm on there. But I see Kenny B got off. But if I happen to hang up before then, you let them know what was said is definitely gonna happen. I can promise. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. We hear you.
Hello.
Yeah, I hear you, Short Dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't know how long he's going to be gone, and I don't know how long it will last, because I got to go in the house and eat my dinner. But let him know that I said, what I said, it stands. What was said, it does stand, and that's going to happen, just the way I said. I'm going to push his goddamn head open to the white meat.
Damn. I sure do. Okay.
Now, that's just in case if he ain't on there, but I'm going to still try to hold on. I'm going to hold on as long as I can. I was already on for 2 hours holding on, so I'm going to just hold on.
All right, okay. That's, thanks for holding on. All right, I'm opening up another mic. I'm opening up Hell Yeah. How you doing, Hell Yeah? Hell Yeah, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
All right, buddy.
I see you. What do you got cooking? Anything cooking yet?
I was just listening to a little bit of that 28 tire stuff. I think I'm gonna try to get in a little bit of that action. That small block one kit, 28 tire.
Oh man, you know he got the 280Z now. I'm letting you know right now, Cut. So you got something over there on one hit. We want to knock him off.
Hell yeah. Check this out, Hell Yeah. I got a. There's two cars over here. You don't have the big tires on it no more, right? You took the 29s off, right?
I'll have my big tire with me. I have 30, you know, I got 32s on Air 14s. But I'm running some small tire this year too, so.
Okay. Are you the guy with the 280? I mean, you're the 280?
Yeah.
Okay. They got a deal called Catfish. I got this. I'm going to try to get in touch with them. But you small block too, right?
Yes.
You're small block, one hit.
Small block, one hit.
All right. Well, don't worry. I got somebody you might be that might be willing to talk to you. You're small block, one hit. I'm trying to.
All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to have to get another couple more calls on here. I'm opening up the mic. Extreme Motorsport.
What's new?
Extreme Motorsport.
Hey.
Extreme Motorsport, you on?
Extreme Motorsport in the house.
Hello.
Hey,
all right, we'll have to call you back.
Hello.
Yeah, baby girl.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
It's Extreme Motorsport.
Extreme Motorsport, in the place.
All right, how you doing, Rico? What you got going on over there?
All right, Long Island. I want to just say let you, Larry T, the whole crew, I'm really appreciate that y'all let me in with you with this April 26th Piedmont Dragway race. And the red carpet will be laid out. But I got a little problem right now.
What you got?
Everybody talk about every kind of car in the world, and nobody said anything about a truck. We happen to have a truck where you come to Piedmont Dragway. That's home of the Black Hawk. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
If they come looking like us, anything like us in small blocks, they got a race. I'll let you handle that. But we're gonna make a good little race with all different kind of cars. But we just
I got black car. That match up?
Say what?
I said I got black car, black truck. That match up? That close enough?
No, if you got a car, now you know a car is up in the same neighborhood as a truck. Give me something. I got a truck. You know, a little small block truck. It ain't really nothing. It just got a name on it.
I don't think nobody giving nothing up this year.
You see what I'm saying? Well,
yeah.
If somebody don't look right, I might give up something. But like I said, if he got a car, sight unseen, I don't know what he got. I would take
it's
a truck. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Just the black mama truck.
Stock chassis vehicle. No trick eight arm, no trick nothing. It's just a lot of Extreme Motorsports in it.
It's the black mama truck you're talking about.
Oh, it's got a name. It is a black mama. Now, I've heard there's a couple of people on the internet that it's a black mama, but it ain't the one black mama. It ain't the one.
Are you willing?
You say it's not the black mama then. It's just a truck like it.
No, it ain't the one black mama. Extreme Motorsports is number one.
Can I ask you something, Rico?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you something. The last time we were in Capitol, you ran David Neal. Are you willing to give him that run back? Rico?
Wait a minute. Who was David Neal?
You ran David Neal that day we went to Capitol Raceway. Are you willing to give David Hill his run back with the Camaro? He blows the rear out of these
days.
Hello, Rico. Rico?
Hello?
Yeah, Rico, are you willing to give David Hill his race back with the Camaro? You ran him in Capitol. Right off the trailer.
Long Island.
Yes.
The only way he won't get a run is if he changes his name. As long as it stays David Neal, it's right off the trailer. Gun for gun with no questions asked.
All right. That's all we want to hear. All righty. I'm going to have to open up a couple more mics since they've been waiting here for a long time. I'm going to have to open up my man Young Stang here. Young Stang, you on there?
You.
What's going on, Mark?
That mic's talking, man. Be a little support, that's all.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. Can you tell me the update with your race? I know the man called you out. I don't know your answers. Can you tell me the update?
Rhodey?
Yeah, all with Rhodey. Can you tell me an update on that?
Rhodey, fugitive right now.
Be a fugitive?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm hunting him, and he don't want to race.
So he went out there and he perpetrated like he was going to do something. Now, suddenly, he don't want to race.
Yeah.
He made the call out. You answered the call out. Now he's scared.
Yep.
Man, Rhodey, I can't believe that. What can you say about the Endicott? Oh, Endicott, can you hear me?
Where's my phone?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right, so what can you say? What can you say about that? The man answered the call to him, and now all of a sudden, he told him he'll race him. He did everything he said. He gave him everything he wanted. What can you say about that one?
Well, what I wanted to do, I felt there were outside entities involved in that race. What I wanted was just get them two on the phone, just me and them two, and let them decide what they want to do. And then if the race gets locked in, of course it will be posted. We got time to do it. I just need to get both of them on the phone so they can talk about it and have with no outside influence. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
That ain't no fun.
We got you.
I don't need to talk to him. If he comes the way he said on that video, he can lock in. I'll send you my money in the mail. I don't need to talk to him. If he know what it is, it's like I know what he got. If he going to do the race, we're going to do the race.
Right.
Okay, I gotta open up another mic because I've been waiting here for a while.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yo.
Hey, this is Chicken B. I finally got my phone back on. I heard Troy was going to talk to Tim Bob was looking for me.
Oh, Troy. Short dog. He said it's definitely going to happen.
All right. Is he still
on
the line?
Or
I heard him, but I wasn't
on the mic. I'm pretty sure I get back hold to him, but he said it will happen. It won't right away, but you know, you guys got to what you talked about. He said it definitely happened.
Hey, look, whoever got the ground door, put your phone on mute if you ain't talking to me.
Well, that's good. I heard him say it. I was on the phone. I just wasn't having my mic back on.
Okay. All right, you got it then. I'm going to have to open up another mic. I'm going to open up Hurricane. That's Drew there. Hey, how you doing, Drew? How's everything?
What's going on, man? Hurricane here.
Mm-hmm. How's everything? What you got going?
Just trying to get that vet right to go out there and see if I can squash some more bugs over in the DMV area.
All right. Well, I know we're going to take a ride now. We're going to Fayetteville on the 22nd, and we go on the 26th. We're gonna be at Piedmont, and then I know we'll be at on May 25th. We're gonna be at Buzz Creek. I know there's a couple guys that are coming out. I got a guy from Chicago that want to try you out on Camaro. Just like you, ready to roll.
Okay.
And he got street ties on.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yep, I got to hook that up for you.
Yeah, long as he ain't coming with no LSX block and you know, all this crazy stop mess,
stop
man.
Block,
I got a
stock block. You got everything.
Hey.
You got everything.
Yeah. You know how
you
I roll, man. I
gas in for you, say.
Listen, my car got 200,000 miles on it, and I drive it everywhere. So somebody sit like me, let's do it. I ain't scared.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Right.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yes.
That guy that was on here that said he took off 29 and 28 name with Dwayne, that's the slut, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Jay is right there.
Big, that's a big block, Commissioner Head?
Yeah, big block, Commissioner Head.
You willing to do something with the small block?
What, this stinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Like what?
Yes, sir.
What you think is fair?
I mean, to be honest with you, Mark, right?
Yeah.
Be honest with you, Mark, your car all in the ass, bro. I mean, that big block, small block stuff don't even have anything to do with you. I mean, you got a small block that run like a badass big block. And
well,
I'm
not 100% sure yet, but I can't run no big block set up. But we do have a big block that we might be bringing to Fairville. If we can get it done in time. So, you know, if you can be there, we might try to dance with that. But
yeah,
I can't run you
there
with my small block head up. That's not an option. You think you run good, but you run better.
Nah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, the confidence, I like the confidence and all that. I mean, you're speaking to an ex-athlete, but an athlete at heart, you know what I'm saying? So competition is it, and confidence is everything. You know, you small block, I mean, I don't know how big it is, but it run like a big block. You know what I mean? I got a big block conditioner head on horsepower, just like you got a small block on horsepower. It'll be a good race.
Yeah.
What I need is since I built mine myself, I need your engine builder to build me a big block.
I didn't
That's
build
what
it.
I need.
Mine's built in the backyard just like yours.
Okay, well.
But I would, if you're willing to listen, if you're willing to gamble just to get the quality of the show, if you lock it, if you give me anything, not through me anything. I'll try you. That's a today special for Joe's show. You give up anything, we can lock in right now with them on the phone, no bullshit, back and forth, nothing.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. You run for that big money. I don't run for that big money like that. I mean, just because. You know what I mean?
Well, it's going to have a number.
I mean, I can't even. You got a million guys with you. I go to the races by myself. You know what I mean?
I
so what I
got
is on my pocket. That's it.
Hey, if you knew me, I don't care. I don't have me. I got five guys with me. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we can do. I mean, I'm going to be down there looking for action. And, I mean, we can work it out. I don't know if I can get you anything. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you know, if I go through it putting gas on and stuff like I'm planning on doing, then I might can give you something. But I can't right now. I can't even say I can give you anything. And, I mean, that's as honest as it can get. Now, I don't want to guarantee you win. I want both of them cars to go through the traps close. I don't want to lose
that
by bad. I mean, lose bad, and I don't want to win bad.
Right.
Back tire.
You know, I want both of them to make the trip.
Back tire.
You know. So, I mean, I don't
back
know. Time. I mean, we can. It's the 22nd of March. I'm going to definitely be there. And we can talk about it then. As far as locking in me giving you something now, I can't do that, buddy.
I was over there, but he wanted to come over there. He didn't know what he was going to do. He's probably
all
right.
I'm going to have to open up another mic right now because I know he's been holding on for a while. I got Mr. Pee-wee. Mr. Pee-wee, you on?
Hey, Joe.
Not much. How's everything?
Sure.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. What you got going on, Pee-wee, this year?
I locked in the punk ass Kevin Hunt for March 30th at Echo.
Yep. Oh, man. You locked in with Kevin Hunt, huh?
Yeah, me and the Trans Am.
Okay, and that's going to be on the 30th?
Yeah, March 30th.
March
30th. I like Kevin Hunt.
Uh-oh. You heard that, Pee-wee?
Yeah, I heard him. I bet he changed his fucking mind.
You bet. You heard that, Mark, right? You said you bet you change your mind now.
Bet. We can lock in our bet right now.
Hey, Joe, this your boy Steph on the phone now, Joe.
Oh, you got Steph on here, too?
I'm right here, baby.
All right.
Oh, shit, the Godfather's here. Oh, shit.
What you got going on,
what happened there? What's up, Mr. Joe Gray?
Not much. I live here.
I'm hanging in, man. I'm hanging in there.
Now tell me something. You got anything coming out there soon?
It's soon. I don't know how soon, but we're working on something over here.
All right. Because I know a couple people have been calling me up. I had Gunna picked up there, called me, threatened me with Gunna the Law. They had a G-Body. I had Ground and Sound over here threatening they coming up.
Listen, if this G-Body is finished in time, it will be in Fayetteville, though.
All right. You heard that,
ain't,
right?
Ain't nothing else to talk about. If this thing is done and tested, it will be in Fayetteville. And you heard it here first.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, can I say something real quick? Ladies and gentlemen, we get a lot of echoes on the show when people have their phones not muted. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic? We have a tremendous amount of noise on the show, and we want to hear everybody clearly. I'm trying to leave everybody's mic open so they can talk at will, but if we can't get the people to mute their phones themselves, we're going to have to do it for you. So once again, please, if you're not talking, mute your mic so you can give everybody else the courtesy that they have on the show.
Thank you. Hey, Pee-wee, how y'all racing, Pee-wee? Hey, Pee-wee. How you and Kevin Hart racing?
Two.
Pee-wee is on, but he might be traveling off to a bad area.
That might be Pee-wee's mic that got on the echo.
That's you right there,
I'm on. I'm on mute.
How y'all racing, Pee-wee?
I'm on. Head up, 8-9.
Well, head up 8-9, okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to open up another mic here. I got to open up Flippy here. Flippy, you on. Mic's on. Flippy, your mic's on.
Sounds like somebody got their, you know, they got their phone open. Their speaker phone.
I'll tell you what, Joe, I'm gonna start going down the line until I find out who it is, and I'm just going to get my mic closed. So, but go ahead, carry on with your show, Joe. I'll work up behind the scenes.
Where's Street King at, man? I'm looking for him.
What? He was just on here. I'm looking for him right now. He was on here just a while ago. I'm looking to pull him back up.
Go ahead, man. So me and him get our little personal bet on, man.
Well, he got me already, Steph. You know that, right?
I was on the show, but I'm just came on after. I was on the show for like 20 minutes.
He got me last week. He called me up to bet on the Dagon football game. He got me.
Oh, man, he should have called me.
I got my head split open, so.
Hold on, Duke, you got bets and they ain't shit?
I'm trying to get me a bet, man. I'm trying to bet with Lamont, man, on the Dustin and Street King race, man.
So you was going to let me know?
Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. I'm trying to get my bet on right now, man. Calm down, Dee.
Let me see. Is there any cut on here still? Cut, you still on? Cut, you still on?
Let me see. I see Cut. Let me see. Indicut is on. Indicut, where you at?
I think he's scared to answer that one. Hey, that's just like you.
Hey, Joe, you know how my buddy Steph do, right, when he get out of town, right?
Uh-huh.
He gets real nasty and freaky, so that brother Dwayne might be in trouble.
Who, that slut?
Yeah, I think he might get in trouble.
Listen, you know when I get out of town, I get ignorant, man.
I know, that's what
I was saying. I was listening to him talk. He pleaded a real good case.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, listen, if he go out there and make a shot and that motherfucker look weak out there, y'all better get me the fuck out of the track.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Donald, man, with the Nova. Are we going to argue this year?
Of course you know we're going to argue, Donald. You know that.
Yeah, just
you know that, Donald.
After Lamont beat up on Street King, I'm going to turn him loose on Donald.
Hey, Mark.
Huh?
Hold on. First of all, we done talked about this 4 or 5 times last year.
And you keep going in the bushes. You keep going in the bushes, Donald.
Going in the bushes? I done cut every bush down.
Not looking for Lamont, you ain't.
Bullshit. Don't even go there, man. Come on, you know better than that.
So you wanted to bring Bud Light Coop to favor?
I got nitrous on my shit now, so.
Oh, now you got nitrous now.
Yeah.
So what,
yeah,
what you going to give us? What you going to give us?
I ain't giving you nothing.
Not again, you got nitrous. You still don't want to spot us accordingly, man?
I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Donald, you got nitrous that got scarier, man. What the hell happened to you, man? When you put nitrous on, you're going to get tougher.
No, I am tough.
Now you don't even want to spot nobody now.
I ain't spot nobody nothing yet. Because I don't know what I got, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what you got. Jump.
Yeah, big heavy-ass car. But that's my problem.
I
just want to flip this up right quick. My son happened to tell me something that was on one of the boards with Chicky Ricky. And,
Joe, throw a slice in for him.
Huh?
Throw a slice in for him, please.
Okay. Hello? Okay, this is what I want to do. I want to clear something up right quick. I'm just going to clear everybody up right now. I see Chicky Ricky.
Somebody got their shit open.
Somebody got their mic open, but somebody needs
to
you
got to mute that one, man.
Yeah. Johnny, can you find out who that is? I want to mute that mic. But I just want to put it down right now. I just happened to see something that was down on Custom T's page about somebody saying about name calling the Q.
Hey, Joe, we can't hear you, man. That mic is fucking you up, Joe.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to mute all the mics for a minute, and then I'll bring everybody back, okay?
Yeah, mute everybody back. Let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah. Then I'm going to say what I got to say, and then go back from there.
You got to call somebody.
That was it. That
there
was
it is.
Hello? That was it. That was
That was it. That was a little better.
Mike. You can open the other
who
one back
that?
Up. That was this guy, Cliff. So, okay. This is the whole deal right now. I just happened to see something. My son was telling me something was happening on Larry T's thing. And what I said on this board just a while ago, I didn't accuse no Chicky Rick. I didn't call no names or nothing. But I just want to let everybody know right now. So, just to hit the facts off, I never said nothing about what you said. And they were saying accusing taking place of street police force. I let that go. So I think Chicky Ricky needs to let it go, too. Because I never said nothing on him, and I'm not saying nothing on air only about the man. So I don't know why he's even thinking saying something like that. So I'm just trying to let it go. I don't want to really get into it with him. But everybody knows I am over that. Whatever said. I just moved on. I think that our races, and a lot of people on here wanted to hear it. And I'm just saying about the races. What can we do as promoters that would be better to help out? That's all. I didn't say anything else about Chicky Ricky. So anybody want to look on there for whatever he's listening to, whatever, I don't know what he's listening to, or whoever's telling him that, they need to stop because they're starting something that ain't true. So I just figured, let's just be real about it, and that's all. So it is what it is. I had nothing to say, and that was it. So I'm moving on with my show, and I hope he move on with his and move on with his stuff. I'm not saying nothing bad to the guy, so I just don't want to go back and forth with anything, and that's it. So, okay, so here it is. I'm opening back up the show, and if you want to come back up, you guys can come right back on our staff. I got to say one thing on Donald's behalf. He did call out Lamont now, Steph. Hello? Steph, you out there?
On, Joe, they're on. What I was trying to do was find the background noise. Somebody's opening up the mics. I'm trying to locate the background noise so we can hear everybody. So if you could please stop opening the mics for a second.
The one that was Cliffy before. It was Cliffy. That's where I cut him off. When they cut him off,
still messed up.
And that was it.
Okay.
Yo, Long Island Joe.
Hey, yeah. Joe. Yes. Hey, Joe.
Stefanos, we're going to be three.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Donald, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay, the name please? And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Hey, so you still got feedback, man. You still got a lot of feedback.
Joe, can you give me just a second? I will find who has background.
Okay,
just a second.
Okay, is that it?
No, that's not it. That's not it. Joe, carry on with your show. Keep your show going and let me work in the background. And I'm gonna start.
Make sure it ain't your goddamn phone, Joe.
No, it's not my phone. I just want to buy a brand new iPhone.
That don't mean nothing.
Hey, something just whatever you just did.
Yeah, Steph, I got you too. Steph, you're back. Okay, hold on just a moment. We have no background noise. That's Steph.
No background noise. Okay.
Your mic is open. Donald, your mic is open. Kenny,
Steph,
I think your beer's
causing all that problem.
Kenny B,
mic
is open. Pee-wee, your mic is open. Hurricane, your mic is open. Young Stang, your mic is open. Hell yeah, your mic is open. The Slut, your mic is open. And that's who it is, the Slut.
Yes,
Yo,
it is.
Okay, so we can cut that one off.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. Okay, you can go ahead,
Yes,
Don.
Sir.
Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, I'd appreciate it if you would clear that up for me. That'd be great, sir.
Oh, yeah, now, Steph, I ain't going to lie to you now. We all boys from the North. I ain't going to lie to you. Donald had me on the phone with Lamont and told Lamont that he would run his heads up any which way he wanted to go, motor to motor. And basically we was waiting for Lamont to say yes.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Uh-huh?
Joe, you can hear me? Let me clear this up.
I can hear you.
Steph, myself, Mike, and maybe two other people that I can't say their name, right? Don't have the same views as everybody else, as we do. Steph could come to me and say, we racing, and I'm with it.
Okay.
I personally would think Lamont would have fucked him up, but if Lamont don't want to do it, I can't make that man do it. Now, Donald ever said he would try to butt a coop again, I ain't got to call nobody. But I'm limited with certain people.
Okay.
That's the only reason why he ain't get bust.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey, you talk a lot of shit.
I second that.
A lot of shit.
Hey, Donald.
I second that.
What?
Okay, so I second that, but you know what happened, right? And this is what I know you just said. I second that, right?
Yeah.
I back it up, and everybody can find out if I don't.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now,
well, all I'm saying is, and just hear me out. I heard you, so listen to me. Down, I was supposed to race Lamont at Capitol. That didn't happen, so I ran the Bud Light Coop. Then I tried to race Lamont at Bud's Creek at the next race. Didn't happen, right? So I mean, as far as me and him racing, we ain't racing no more. I'm in a whole different thing now. I'm trying something new with some nitrous. We ain't got nothing to talk about. We ain't got no race. But don't say that you all gonna try me with that car because that's bullshit. Because I offered y'all that race three times last year and Duster. And I told him I knocked the dust off that fucking Duster.
You know, the half of this game is not just what parts you got. It's half of it part. If you don't got the heart to go out there and race, then you just got a car. So I can't say nothing about this. You find this, I make a statement. And I still, you can go from here to Barbados. You find any car that's like mine, I will run it. And I don't got to know who it is, see it or what it is. And I would do that.
Well, that's the same thing with me. If somebody weighs what I do, small block, I'll race them.
You can't go. You go away. Who discussed weight?
I understand that, Mark. But look, here's my whole thing. Y'all say you can't go, but wait. But y'all want to go, well, he's got wheelie bars, or he's got 29s,
he's got 28.
So what the fuck is the difference?
You go with that y'all stuff.
So, I'm about to open up. What can me and you do, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
You, Yeah.
What can me and you do?
What do you want to do? I got a nitrous car too. We can run heads up.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about your car.
I got a nitrous car too. We can run heads up.
I'm talking about your motor car.
But you got nitrous now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Twice as heavy as your car. That's a good race. Your motor and his spray.
Now hear yourself again. Talking about weed.
All right. Look, I don't have much time, but I just want to open up another guy's mic because he's been holding on a while. 202-2474. I'll talk to you later, Mark.
Hey, Steph. You heard that,
yes,
right?
Sir. I heard it. We're going to tend to his ass. Don't worry.
Y'all got to cut me loose, man.
I'm going to cut that head off. Watch.
474.
Yeah, that's me.
I guarantee you we're going to get to know your ass in a minute.
Yeah, I hear you. I got all kind of ass. Whoever wants to get it, they can get it.
Yeah. Well, bring your sweet ass on.
Hey, ain't no problem, homeboy. Ain't no problem.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
This Rick, man. I'm not gonna hold your show up. Basically, I was referring to the comments that you made on Dog's radio show. But if you say you pass it, then all right, no problem with me. Just trying to clear
all
it
right
up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all implemented me in something I ain't even had nothing to do with. But if you pass it.
Listen, I said I'm done with it. I move on. I don't have to turn around and get into a whole bunch of pitch fights. It's done. I don't have nothing against. Like I told Monster ahead of time, I had nothing against Monster. If anything, I try to put something together, back together, but then I look like the bad guy. But I'm done with it. It's all over. I wish Monster the best of luck, and I always do. So that's all to it. So it's been done. So you ain't gonna hear too much of me arguing and fussing. It's over. I ain't got time for that. I move on. That's why I just say, here's what it is. It's been done. Everybody hear from me, from my horse's mouth. You ain't got to hear nothing else from nobody else. If anybody want to hear it, they can call me. That'd be done.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, I got a proposal for you.
Yes.
Donald just made a comment, right? How could we run, right? This is what I do. This is how I show how much I care about him. You know how his car sit, you know how my car sit. Whatever race you say is fair, we'll do it fair there. Whatever race you say.
How you gonna do it now?
However you say. Look at how his car sit. If my car get a start or his car get a start, from what we got, from what I got, whatever race you come up with, we'll do it fair there. Now, we need to do
that. All
right,
let me take that one over so I can hook y'all up. Y'all
going to
want
to
go
for the
mile,
right?
Hey,
Steph.
Yes,
sir.
Watch these
bushes.
All right,
I'm going to
definitely get that hooked up for you then.
We're going to
definitely do something.
Hey, Donald. Yeah, man,
take the bushes. Because I'm going to tell you something, Donald. Donald already told me he ain't coming out on motor no more.
Okay.
That's what he
that
said,
right
J. Joe. He said whatever you think is fair, he got his small block on Nitrous. You understand coming the way he knows, you know, with a small block on motor. What you think is a fair race, and we're going to try it.
Okay. Let me think about that. And I will get back to you.
You ain't got to get back to me, Joe. Get your man ready.
Whatever's fair is okay with you.
Whatever you say is fair.
Okay, sounds good. All right, because I know Donald just got off, so.
Oh, Donald's on the air now?
I ain't that damn. Joe, you ain't even say that. He hung up.
He just got off earlier. He got off like 3 or 4 minutes before that. But we gonna get something. We gonna get something squared away quick. And as of anything else. I know I only got like 3 more minutes on the show, but do you got anybody else you want to call out, y'all? Young Stang, Steph, anybody? Or anybody out there?
Young Stang, is that ready to go for me too? The way we sit?
Our car going to be there. The car driving, it's not 100% my car, but I'm going to drive it in Fayetteville. And it's Nitrous car. They already told me we're going to run you heads up.
You're Nitrous car.
This is hell yeah, right?
Yeah, it's hell yeah.
But he said that
we got to get it on. It doesn't matter really what car anymore. We definitely just got to get it on.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Like I said, he got, like I tell you, we come in a small block, nitrous, stock suspension. That's all he's sticking. All that, you got one stage, I know you got that, but we ain't asking any. That's what he said, how he could do it.
Is that the way you roll on one stage, or?
Huh?
Is that the way you roll on one stage, or you got two on it?
I don't know how many he got.
A lot of buttons in there, right?
All
right, well, yeah, we're definitely going to get it on one way or the other.
Now,
you know,
whatever race, but now, if you want the motor car, whatever race that Steph told you before, we will do it. I don't even know what it was, but we will do it.
Yeah, it was everything. It was the kick, it was the clear, it was everything. It was all three of them, but yeah, we couldn't do that. I tried to give you two of them, but that wasn't happening, so. It's a new year, brother. We're going to get it on. Don't worry about that. It's all good.
God damn, Steph, you talk faster than me.
What's that?
We'll take two of them today.
Through the eighth?
Yeah.
I'd rather run through the eighth.
Huh?
I'd rather run through the eighth.
Well, I'd rather lock you in right now before you call the phone.
And this is Young Stang.
Yeah.
Lock in with what, your new car?
The motor car, man. The motor car. No. We'll take the back tire and the brake to the 28th mile.
No. We were going to do, I gave you two of them through the, you wanted all three of them through the quarter. I gave you two of them through the quarter. You didn't want. I gave you the back tire. I told you. 8th mile, I'll give you the back tire. That's a fair race, man.
Man, for you it is, not for us it ain't.
Come on, man.
But you got small blocks. You got a back cast small block.
I mean,
you got a stock suspension 28s on motor. How the fuck
is
that?
Yeah, but you're running. You're running 700 just like I am.
You only 700 faster than us.
Yeah, From what I seen, brother, you ain't got no problem with it. You should be right there with me.
Yeah.
Whatever you give me on nitrous, I give you. You come on motor.
Yeah, I can't run on motor. My shit's turd. I'll tell you that right up.
I believe mine should be third.
Uh-oh.
I believe mine's the third, too.
Yeah. No, but I give you the back tires through the eighth, you know. I mean, I give you two of them through the quarter, but I can't give you the clear at the end of the quarter, man. You know what I mean? I give you the move and the back tire.
Nah.
No, but, I mean, hell, what's the worst you do? You could lose. And we hook up again, it just make it better for the next one, right? Same way if I lose, it just make it better for the next one, for the rematch.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Steph. I heard another man that's out there, and he had a juice car, and he looking for some action with some 28s on it, and that's Kenny Beecham. He said he said it's his. I know he running short, dog. He said he's going to knock short their head off.
Eight
mile. Suspension on 28, small block.
Yeah, that'd be a good one there for you, Stank.
You know, I mean, they definitely look for
a juice car,
they said they're looking for something.
You'll see.
Well,
it's going to be
a good year, man. It's all. We'll be there. When we're there, we hook up. We'll
figure something out. You coming to Fayetteville? Hell yeah.
I'm trying to. Yes, sir. And that race is on the
22nd of March.
That race is 22nd of March. If I don't have my car there, my WFO, I got some WFO boys that are coming out with some straight motor cars that are going to be fucking rocking some shit this year.
You said what?
I got some of my WFO boys here from Pennsylvania. I got some guys that are hooking up with us. I said
they're
going to be running
motor
straight motor cars. All motor cars. Yes, sir. All
right, well, leave yours at home and bring them.
What's that? I might not have a choice, but either way, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be there, and we definitely got to get some of that straight motor action. These guys like to do it, you know what I mean? They like that motor action, so.
Yeah, we like it, too.
I really would like the lock come in before we travel for free.
I'm not going to lock nothing in with you. I mean, I ain't even talked to my boys yet, but I know they'll be game. I mean, you're already headed there. You don't need to lock nothing in with me.
Nah, we headed there, but we don't bring show and tells.
Wow. If I'm there, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? So if you're there, we'll try to do something, brother. That's all I can tell you.
Hey.
I'm not gonna lock us in right now, especially my car's apart. So.
Steph.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, Steph?
I can hear you. Yeah.
You know what this is, don't you?
Huh?
That's
you know
what
this is, don't you?
I can barely hear your voice.
Yeah, that's me. Who this talking about? They got motor cars.
Yeah, I know.
Hell yeah, WFO got some motor cars.
Let me just make
this real short.
Big block.
I don't speak on these shows.
Small blocks.
These small blocks?
Small blocks, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, all right, if you have any big blocks, you can grab all the ones you want, put them in a pot, stir them up like gumbo. Anybody, I don't care where they're from. They got a motor car. That's my thing.
Back half cars, what?
I got small tire, I got two. Either one.
All
right.
And who's
that? Hey,
that's my
uncle.
I'm not
going to
sit up here.
Steph,
you can
explain
it
to
him. That's
Showtime,
big
uncle,
so
you
better
play it
careful. Lamar,
yeah,
does any of them.
Hey,
I heard some other people talking about they got motor
cars.
Any of them, put them in a pot, stir them up like gumbo, and come see me. Do this. Make it make
and who's doing all this talking?
Tony White.
Tony
White.
Tony White. White. White.
W-H-I-T-E. White.
All right. Well, you going to be at Fayetteville?
Very easy to find. Lil Mark, that's my nephew, and Steph, that's my friend.
All right.
So it's very, very easy to find. I usually wait till somebody opens their mouth and says something slick, then I try to bust their head open. But I'm just listening. Hey, Long Island Joe, what's happening, man?
Oh,
Tony, how's everything?
It's Dwayne.
Yo. Hey, they got me muted,
I think. Well, nah, Dwayne, you ain't muted. What you want to do with Uncle? He got a big block.
Well, I'll do something. I mean, I'm looking for action.
So, what's the problem?
The problem is, when we get to Fayetteville, we need to get to work.
Do you like gumbo?
Hey, I'm like 280 pounds, bro. I eat it all. Hey, you see me at Capitol. I'm like 6'5", 285 pounds. I eat it all.
Well, you see I'm slim, so I want to make you lose some weight.
Nah, you don't make me lose no weight now. You might make me lose some money, but you ain't going to make me lose no weight.
Look, if I get some
I want some of that baddest horsepower car out there, because I think I got the baddest horsepower car out there.
No, now you open up your damn mouth. Now, what's up?
I think I
nah.
do. Huh? Stock suspension, which that shit don't matter. That stock suspension
right,
don't matter.
You got
all 20,
which,
don't, right, you're right. That
stock
suspension don't
matter,
right?
You want how you want to come? 29s, no wheelie bars, how you want to come?
No, I'm coming on 28s. I'm going to have 28s on there. I ain't got the luxury of having four or five different sets of tires. I come with one set, and that's what I use.
Yeah, we only got
okay,
one
so
set,
the
but it's
got,
a 29, though.
Man, come with 29. You're not worried about that? Does that bother you, or...
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you.
He just went to a
28.
He put
a 29. Yeah, I just went
to a 28.
I ain't shook it down yet, but I heard some guy on here say something about Darlington had a race. What? February the 2nd, or something like that. So
you don't mind me asking, where are you from?
Virginia.
Okay, so like when Larry T have his thing on the, I'm just gonna say in May. When Larry T have his thing in hey Joe, where's that at, man? On Maryland.
May 25th at Bus Creek.
Okay. Would you be available for that, sir?
Yeah. I support.
That'll be close to you, though.
Yeah. I support all the road races,
yes,
man. I actually want to come up north and do
that. Us trying to talk. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know that's. I usually take vacation that week because I work a lot, but that week I know I'm usually off, so I usually come down here to spectate and hang out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I will make plans to. Bring one of them little toys I got down there, and, you know, try to help you out a little bit. I know you said that you think that you have the fastest, no nitrous car, so
horsepower,
car,
yeah.
Cars a little bit. Yeah, horsepower, yeah, naturally aspirated, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can do something. I mean, like I said, we can talk about it, because like I said, I'm going to go to the, I got a race locked in on Joe's show on the 26th.
Hey,
but I'm going to be at Fayetteville.
You want to tell him
what you got locked in?
Papa.
He locked in with Papa on the 26th, April 26th. And then on May 25th, we're going to be at Buzz Creek. That's when all the Chicago boys and
Piedmont.
Okay.
Who is Popeye?
And that's Popeye's from
We need this gentleman to win all his races. We need this gentleman, whoever I'm speaking to, we need him to win all his races. We got to make sure he win all his races, Joe, until he gets to Buzz Creek. This way he holds on to it. Get interest, and then I'll take all that, come that day.
We don't be trying to be funny, but we like to run for a pretty coin. So.
I would say that. Y'all run for a lot of money.
We're going to work with you, bro.
Y'all run for a lot of money. I just don't, I'd rather shoot craps and for more money than I race.
We do that too.
Well, bring some bones with you, and we got it. So we can have a straight up casino day. Good racing as you like.
All that to me, I wish you the best of luck in. Do all that up until that day you come to Buzz Creek.
I ain't got to do all that.
Dwayne, we do that every day over here.
But
we bust him wide open.
I'm just gonna say, I want you to have, be like I heard you say you was confident. You was an ex athlete. I like that. I just like that. That's the way you're supposed to feel. That's the way you're supposed
to. Listen, everybody.
I ain't gonna lie to you now.
Everybody thought they could beat Mike Tyson till they got hit.
I ain't gonna lie to you now. When you see Dwayne now, he's an athlete. You're a big man now.
No, I believe that. Joe, you know me for over 20-something years, right?
Yeah.
You know me for over 20-something years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What usually happens when I come looking for you? I'm gonna do what I gotta do. That's all. And if I get beat, so be it.
The one that Steph get pissed off in Fayetteville, right? Which I know he is. When Steph get pissed off in Fayetteville, right? And he throw me out there. How much would you run for?
A G is like really at the top of my list because I'm one of the ones, man. I ain't trying to be a track all day and run one time. You know what I mean? So, I like to run a few times, So, about a G.
How many times you want to run?
When I come, Joe will tell you, when I come to race.
So you come to race with each race 1,000. So, you want to run 3-4 times for 1,000 each, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to run, But I ain't going to do no one race for no 4-5,000.
We going to run your ass 3-4 times. Hit the fuck up.
Run me 3-4 times. I'd have been able to double my money by then.
Did you combine all them 3-4 races you had? You had one nice little pot.
Did you say heads up?
Yeah, we're gonna shoot your ass.
I'm talking about your car.
No, we talking about the nitrous Mustang,
man.
Well,
I'll tell you what I'll do. What's your uncle name?
Listen. We're gonna take the break 1/8 mile, man. Your big block out spar block motor, fuck it.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
We ain't got to wait to save to get that shit on, to lock that in. We're going to take the break. John Spain is small.
Oh, the break? Oh, hell no. I thought you said heads up. Hey, no heads up.
What the hell?
Come on, is this Steph I'm talking to?
Yes, you're talking to Steph. You're damn right.
Man, Steph, you like a dang old boxing promoter, man. Hell no, I ain't doing that. Look, one thing about a lot of guys like to run around and say that they this and they that. I'm straight up. Young Stanger Carl runs, bro. At the end of the day, he got what he got. At the end of the day, I got what I got. You know what I mean? If I felt that I could give him something, Joe would tell you, I'd give it to him. But I don't feel like I got the room. I don't feel like I got the room. Young Stanger Carl ride, man.
Man, that shit ain't going no fucking way, man. It just looks fast. That bitch ain't fast.
Yeah, mine look fast, but it ain't fast.
No, your shit fast.
I can't give you the break. I wish I could. I like to be able to knock down Legendary. I've been racing for 20 years, and I mean, honestly, I'm probably about 60-2. You know what I mean? But this internet thing is, it makes a lot of people popular. So he, Stanger is way more popular. I've been watching, you know, I've been watching him for the last couple of years. So that confidence, you know, you want to put yourself in the place with somebody who got that name. You know what I mean? I'm low-key. I don't really do a whole lot of talking. I just like to race and get the money and go home. All that talking I don't do, you know. But I like to run Stanger, though, because his car is, if it's two cars that's compatible, it's me and his. Motor on motor.
Nah, you got, it ain't compatible. You got to, only thing that's compatible, we both got Mustangs. That's only thing that's compatible.
Hey, Seth, let me open one more mic for a second. Hold on for 1 second.
Hey, all I see the way, I hope your buddy Brody from down there stands up. That's the compatible car. And I would love to.
I don't even know the dude, man, to be honest with you. I ain't, he from North Carolina, so I'm from Virginia. I can be in Maryland in like 30 minutes.
Okay. Hold on a second. I just want to make sure I got this guy. I don't want him to drop again. 631-5419. Go on. 631-5419. 5419. I missed him. But we definitely get that together, and I'm gonna make something. Donald and Young Stan to make something compatible that y'all can be able to do something. And I'll talk through them. I'll probably get in touch with y'all tomorrow, see what we can do to lock in. I know Street King had called earlier, and just trying to see if in the text that ain't on here. Because he did say he was going to get it. But, matter of fact, Dwayne, you got to come up to one of the parties when we have it up there. We had a Christmas party last time over at Young Stang's and Bud Light Group Mark, Mike. And I told you to come up there last time. You could have shot the bones then.
Yeah, I'm going to come up north a lot and race this year, man. I mean, that's one place that I've never raced at. And them boys look like they have a good time up there. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. You know what I mean? And I'm too close to y'all not to come up there and race with y'all.
Well, you come on up here, man, I'm going to take my man with that big block and skull and chop your head clean off.
And what going to happen when I cut yours off?
I'm going to put I'm hand it to you. But yours, I'm going to put yours in a bowling bag, though.
Huh?
Your head don't fit in a bowling ball bag.
I don't think my head will fit in a bowling ball bag.
I got a big bowling ball. We're going to put that shit right in the bowling ball bag. See that with us. Every time we go to, we're going to pull your head out from the roof.
Hey, I'm going to tell you. All we can do is do it. You know what I mean? That's all we can do. That's all we can do. I'm going to come up y'all way, and I'm going to play with y'all some. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like 3-5 hours up there. So, I mean, it ain't bad. You know?
Okay.
But I'm trying to find out what kind of events. Like, Joe will keep me posted on the events up there because I don't have any way to know what's going on up north. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he keep me posted with the events. Huh?
There's usually one in June or in July up here. And then one at the end of the year.
Oh, okay. But they be having a lot at Englishtown, right?
Yeah, Englishtown. And then there's one at Acco and one in Englishtown.
Oh, okay.
Two at Acco and two at Englishtown. Like
but
that.
Y'all be having like Friday night testing tunes and stuff like that where people be grudging it too, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday night, man. They got every Wednesday night is testing tune and grudge night.
Oh, okay. When that start?
As soon as the track opened up in March.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
I'll
hey
be
what
up
track
there.
Did you say that was? What track was that?
Englishtown.
That'd be Englishtown.
All right.
I'll be up there.
Okay.
Y'all just look for the sled. It'll be on the window. Mark know what it look like. The ugliest thing at the track.
Shit.
Okay.
I'll know a car.
And I know you're gonna be talking about you thinking about coming with me on June 7th out there in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Oh yeah, it's free money in Chicago. I guarantee you ain't nothing but free money in Chicago. Ain't that right, Joe?
Yeah, Jimbo. The dude Jimbo from Chicago was talking slick on the computer.
Huh?
The dude Jimbo from Chicago was talking slick on the computer talking about our clothes, our motor cars. But he don't want to say
how he's going to come anyway. Jimbo's sweet. You can go ahead. You can take Jimbo. He ain't nothing but a walk in the field today. Jimbo, show him something good to eat. Get him.
Any of the motor cars that's like mine, I will run.
Okay, hey, when you say a motor car like yours, what's your steps to say like yours? What's that, small block? Got to be another small block?
Straight head.
Okay, small block, straight head. You won't run a motor car big block.
Gas manifold, one car.
Hey, Sam, you heard that? Sam, I see you on the show. Hey, Mark, how you like to run? You like to run an eighth or a quarter?
Quarter. I will run an eighth. You know what I mean? If the other car run a quarter, I run the quarter, so my car set up for the quarter.
I tell you what, Mark. Excuse me for cutting you off, Gunny. I tell you what, I ain't never took my car through the quarter. I run your heads up through the quarter.
I think you just throw the lock.
Huh? Say
again. I think you just throw the lock.
I ain't never run through the quarter. I don't run the quarter, man. I don't run the quarter. I run the eighth.
You never ran a quarter, but you run the eighth.
Yeah, I run the eighth. I don't run the quarter.
Let's see.
We'll talk about it, because, I mean, I know when stuff gets fired up down Fayetteville, I might get the heads up race that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
If I get drunk enough, I might do that. But I ain't going to be drinking that weekend.
Yeah, especially for $1,000.
Yeah, that's all I'm running for, brother. I mean, you better off getting about two or three out of me in the trailer shooting dice.
But look, this is what you do. Next Friday, go to the track, act like you won $1,000, put it in the safe. Go to the track a week after that, put another $1,000 in the safe. But then you act like you raised it one time, bring them all together at one time, we can get it all on.
If I run you for more than that, you'll run me heads up.
I might.
Hey, you got my number, right?
It depends if I can slip Steph or Mickey.
Yeah,
and
you well.
Get drunker now.
I have plenty of liquor. You ain't got to worry, but I don't drink, so, you know. I'm bringing something down there. He can drink all he wants.
So they're going to have to.
I want him to get fired up. Huh?
You don't want me to get fired up.
I want to get fired up.
This is what I'm gonna do for you. Heads up for $3,000 straight off the trailer.
I do it straight off the trailer.
Heads up for $3,000.
I do it straight off the trailer. Let me work on the $3,000. Let me talk my nerve up. I mean, I said before,
over. That special was over. You just got it. You the big
come
out
on, man. Don't money. No specials. Don't at least last a day.
Nah, it's 2 seconds.
You gave me a 2 second special, Mark. Come on, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I was coming at you with gas, you know what I'm saying, I would understand asking for something, but I'm on motor just like you. I got a big block, but that shit don't matter no more.
Well, that special is over after Martin Luther King's birthday is over. Once his birthday is over.
Well, we'll all get together. You, like I said, you got my number. We'll get together and we'll put something together. I mean, right now I can't give you nothing. I mean, that's I can't do that. But then again, I might be able to do that three. It depends.
I bet you would get a $3,000 for head up with your big block or small block. I bet you would.
Man, that don't mean nothing. I know a whole lot of big blocks that stang are faster than. A lot of them.
A whole lot of small blocks that's faster than me too.
Yeah, I know
Stefano,
a whole lot of small blocks is faster
too.
Than me.
You on there, Stefano?
What's happening, Joe?
Yeah, I see you that came right here. Hit on. I see you back on. You heard somebody you want to get or something?
I don't know. Is Kenny Beecham back on?
No. Kenny Beecham ain't back on. I just thought maybe you heard them, all this motor action going on. I thought maybe you heard
I'm just
something.
Back.
You might want
I don't
to
know.
Try to.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to go with the flood and give, you know, can I get a little something, maybe? Lunch or
man.
Something.
Uh-oh.
Man, I ain't jumping on no missile. I ain't jumping on no missile, bro.
He won something from me?
Huh?
He won a spot from your car?
I don't know what
he
won. I can't jump on no missile, bro. I mean, I'm all into donating and stuff like that, but I ain't in a donating no race.
What kind of car you got?
Who, Steph?
Not a guy.
That's Pizza Gangster, man. That's Stefano.
Oh.
He's a bark. He's a, God dang, he got old bulls.
No, I wasn't trying to draw. I wasn't trying to get. I was just trying to see what he had.
Yeah,
so
it's all right. It's all good. It's all good. I'm just sitting back. It's all good. Shit. We're all Team North down this way.
Hell yeah. We'll take Pizza Gangster while you heads up.
Yeah, I bet he would. I can't do that. I can't do that. I ain't that fast. That's some high, y'all boy got them high dollar cars, man. I mean, when I say I built mine in my backyard, bro, $4,000.
Hey, listen. We think them same cars got built at?
I don't know. I'm just telling you where mine was built at.
In the backyard? Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's
the
thing. You open the door?
Huh?
Say what now? Yeah, I'm up here.
You got Street King right here? No, I tried to get it, but I couldn't get it.
Hey,
I don't know what happened.
Hey, look, you won't believe it. My car was built in the backyard. My motor was built in the backyard. My car was taken by me.
We know that. I know that. They don't believe that, though.
I can believe it. I mean, real talk, I can believe it.
That was that, and that's a Mako paint job, a Mako on that car. Mako.
Oh, shit. I seen one of the best black paint jobs I've ever seen in my life painted at Mako.
Yeah. Ain't no high dollar car.
Well, I might be able to jump on that Mako car. I gotta see. I might have some of the boys might want to jump in the pot with me and make it sweet.
Well, hurry
see,
up.
It had to be somebody who on this line with me right now because I don't bring nobody to the track with me. So, you know, I come by myself. So,
Joe, somebody looking for in the cut?
Yeah, it's in the cut. I'm here.
Yeah, we had it. I thought he was going to have Street King back on. He had popped on and popped off. But
I couldn't get out of there.
I was trying to get
the track. Is the track going to be open like it was last year for Friday when we get there? Yeah, we're working on it now, man. I'm working on it now. I'm not sure. But
last year, I'm going to check the room.
Yeah, all right, so we got 1 minute to go right now, 2 minutes to go. But I just want to say one thing. I want to thank everybody for showing up and coming on. Don't forget the date, March 22nd, April 26th, May 25th. You got June 7th. We got that big sham. I mean, we got a little bit of everything going on this year, and hopefully it'll be a really exciting year. I know March already done came out really big. Guys are locking in like crazy. Like they said, just make sure you get hold of Street King because these guys want to bet a little bit more. They want to sweeten their pot, they said.
Okay.
I also
yeah, it
got
is.
Drew
I do
that's
that.
Gonna be, we got a Corvette coming out that we think they're going to run Big Street King's Magnum. So that should be locked in next week. And,
hey, look, tell Drew. Hey, look, tell Drew. Yeah, I got somebody with a stock block on this. I'm not just fooled by the street car.
You got echo in your background.
I don't know who it is.
I'm here.
All right, well.
Cut. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Hurricane. I'm here.
All right.
Hey, Hurricane,
that
check
echo
this out. We got this boy got a daily driver, a little Mustang. Got a little LS1 in it, stock block, you know, all that stuff like you were talking about. He just on nitrous. You know, 28 drag race.
So, that white Camaro?
Nope, not that one. It's a totally different car. This is somebody else. Little boy.
All right. Well, he'll get in touch with you. Soon as you get in touch with me later on because we get ready to go up there. I want to thank everybody for showing. Until next Monday, 7:30.
Right.
All right,
thank you very much.
All right, y'all boys, take it light, man.
All right, take care. Now,
welcome to Clock Law Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Races to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clocklaw.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe.